弟兄姐妹们，朋友们平安。在过去的一两个月里面，有许多让我们高兴的事情。
In the past few months, we've had many events that are worthy of celebration.
孩子们顺利的从中学、从大学毕业，有人将要去上大学读研究生，有人要去读医学院，有人要出去工作，到处都有各种各样的庆祝活动。
We see students graduated from high schools and colleges, and many of them are going to pursue higher degrees. Some of them are starting medical school and another's work. We see celebration of all kinds.
放假了，许多父母带着孩子啊，在美国旅游，回中国旅游，到其他国家旅游。
During the summertime, families travel within U.S. or have trips to China and other countries.
他们发回了途中的照片啊。与我们一起分享他们的喜悦。
They send back photos to share their joy with us.
那与此同时啊，也发生着许多令我们害怕的事情。
Meanwhile, there has been things that would make us worry or sad.
在两周以前啊，就是我们全家开车去爱荷华城，准备参加我们儿子桂凯的这个毕业典礼的当天呢，那里面有一位我们很熟悉的姐妹啊。正在医院里面做心脏手术。
About 2 weeks ago, on the day we were getting ready to attend our son's graduation ceremony in Iowa City, a sister and a good friend of us was having heart surgery at hospital.
另外一位也是我们很熟悉的姐妹呢，不久之前呢，也是做了同样的心脏手术。
Another sister that we know very well had the same surgery not so long ago.
那我和慧英呢，探访了他们。知道他们病情严重，并且呢，都是在意想不到的时候临到他们身上的。
My wife and I visited both of them and learned that their condition was pretty bad. None of them was expecting the condition at the beginning.
我们感谢神啊，他们在医疗条件十分优越的城市得到了及时的治疗。
We praise the Lord that they both received proper treatment.
也感谢神啊，他们有爱他们的丈夫，爱他们的弟兄姐妹啊，在他们的身边为他们祷告，关怀和帮助他们。
And we thank God for their loving husbands and brothers and sisters to help them and pray for them.
在这样的时候，我们也深刻地认识到自己身体的软弱。
At this moment, we would clearly feel the weakness of our bodies.
我们的肉体我们的心肠衰残啊，往往比我们想象的要快。
Our bodies age in a speed that is faster than we expected.
不但是我们这些上了年纪的人啊，会面临疾病，会面临死亡的威胁啊，那年轻的人呢，也面临着各样的威胁。
Actually, people in all ages would face challenges from diseases and threatening conditions.
就在我们刚刚参加完了我们儿子的这个毕业典礼呢，开车回来的第二天就得到消息说啊，有一位从爱荷华开车到宾州的一个女学生去实习，在印第安纳州的这个境内啊，就发生了严重的车祸，那她自己呢就被送到这个维恩堡的急救中心去抢救。
The day after we attended our son's graduation ceremony,A student had a serious traffic accident while she was driving from Iowa to Pennsylvania for internship. Because the location of the accident was near Fort Wayne, she was sent to an emergency room there.
因为我在印第安纳州，我的女儿在维恩堡，爱荷华城的华人教会的同工们啊，就托我去打听到底发生的情况怎么样，一些细节，以便他们能够及时的去帮助她。
Because we live in Indiana and my daughter is in Fort Wayne, which are both relatively closer to the hospital, co-workers in our city Chinese church asked us to learn about the most recent updates about the student so that they could offer help.
这位女学生呢，经过了头部的手术和身体的一些部位的手术以后呢，在加护病房呢住了十多天。
That student had surgeries with her brain and other parts and stayed.In ICU for more than 10 days.
那他慢慢地恢复了记忆，但是因为伤势严重呢，可能还要在当地的康复中心啊治疗一段时间呢，才能够离开回到爱荷华城。
Her memory recovered slowly, but because of the serious condition, she would have to stay at the recovery center for a while before she could go back to Iowa City.
在这些时间里面，这些天里面，维恩堡华人教会的有两个姐妹啊，常常去看望病情呢，并且向爱荷华城教会的弟兄姐妹报告伤者恢复的情况。
During this time, sisters from Fort Wayne visited the student and update her condition to brothers and sisters in Iowa City.
爱荷华城的这个华人教会呢，他们的负责同工也专程开车六七个小时到维恩堡去探望这位姐妹，表达教会对他们的深切的关怀。
Iowa City Chinese Church also sent co-workers to Fort Wayne to visit her.
爱荷华城的教会呢，动员了许多的弟兄姐妹，同警察局、拖车公司、医院、保险公司、在读的学校、实习的单位和伤者的亲属联系，办理各种繁杂的手续，还帮助伤者的亲属呢办理了从中国大陆紧急来美国的签证。
Brothers and sisters from Iowa City have been in connection with.The police station, hospital, insurance company, the student school, her internship company, and her family to help with all kinds of paperwork. They also help her family to get visas to come here to the U.S.
我在其中呢看到了有许多耗费时间、耗费精力的麻烦的事情。
I see many things that we need to spend time and energy on.
我们教会的弟兄姐妹呢，最近也同样在经历不少不幸的、痛苦的和麻烦的事情。
Some of our brothers and sisters have been going through unfortunate or sad things.
在地上的人们啊，通常都会怕麻烦，怕痛苦，怕不幸的灾难，怕身体衰残或死亡临到。
Living in this world, people are afraid of troubles, sadness, misfortune, and death.
我们这些已经重生得救的基督徒，同样面对这些令人害怕的时候，是不是应该有和世上的人不同的态度呢？
How about Christians like us? How should we face the challenges from these? Should we have different perspective?
在刚才读的路加福音十二章四五两节经文的当中，主耶稣清楚地告诉了我们，不要怕什么和要怕什么。
From the verses we just read, which is Luke chapter 12, 4 through 5, Lord Jesus clearly told us what to be afraid of and what not.
我们先来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父上帝
，Heavenly Father，
求你用圣灵来光照我们，让我们明白你话语所启示的真理。
Please let the Spirit shine light on us and help us understand your words in the Bible.
使我们从这个弯曲悖谬的世界分别出来，成为圣洁。
Help us become holy and separate us from this world so that we could become
做主荣耀的器皿。
So that we could become God's instrument for special purposes.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. 在路加福音十二章第四节啊，主耶稣，叫我们不要怕。那接下来他在这个第六和第七节呢，就进一步说明了不要怕的理由。他说，五个麻雀不是卖二分银子吗？但在神面前一个也不忘记，就是你们的头发也都被数过了，不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。
In Luke chapter 12, verse 4, Lord Jesus tells us, "Do not be afraid," and He explains why. In Luke chapter 12, verse 6 to 7, "Are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered."Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.
我们应当都知道麻雀啊是最不值钱的鸟类。
We all know that sparrows are the least valuable kind of bird.
在我们的老家，麻雀繁殖很快，数量极多，因为它是农民的庄稼，是农民晒在外面的粮食啊，很不讨人的喜欢。
In my hometown, sparrows grow in large quantity, and they would eat grains and food that people set in their yard. So sparrows are not liked by people.
当年啊，在中国的大陆，按照毛主席的指示啊，把麻雀呢当作危及人类生存的四害之一。
During the time, Chairman Mao listed sparrow as one of the four things that threaten people.
动 动员了全国人民啊，来消灭麻雀，结果麻雀的数量还是有增无减。
So he encouraged everyone to kill sparrows, but little effect was received.
麻雀呢，它没有漂亮的羽毛，也没有美妙的歌喉啊，身上也没有多少肉，而且呢是物以稀为贵啊，多了也就不值钱了。
Sparrows do not have beautiful feather and enjoyable voice, and when a thing is rare, it becomes precious.
在当时，犹太地区呢，五个麻雀才卖二分银子，如果换成美金是多少？大概是一个 dam， 就是一毛钱，应该是非常低的价格。
From the Bible, we learned that five sparrows worth two pennies, which is about one dime in U.S. dollar. It was really cheap.
麻雀在人的眼里面呢是十分卑贱的鸟儿啊，但是在神面前却一个也不忘记。
Sparrows was almost nothing to people, but not one of them is forgotten by God.
我们不但比许多麻雀还贵重，而且是神用他爱子基督的宝血重价买来归他的人。
We worth much more to God, and we are the people who were bought by the precious blood of Christ Jesus.
神呢，他必然仔细地看顾和保护我们，以至于我们的头发也都被数过了。
God will surely look after us, and even our hairs are all numbered.
按照中国人的成语，这个叫做什么？心细如发，对吧
？In Chinese, we call it fine as a hair.
既然神心细如发地来看顾、来保护我们呢？我们就不用惧怕任何的事情能够真正的伤害到我们。
Since God looked out for us very carefully, we should not be afraid of anything.
然而呢，当我们用这一段圣经来安慰我们自己，来安慰我们的弟兄姐妹的时候啊，一定不要忘记前面这个第四节里面主耶稣说的话里面的头四个字，我的朋友。
However, when we use these verses to comfort ourselves or others, we should not forget verse 4 when Lord Jesus said, My friends.
这里隐含了一个能够使我们不惧怕的重要的前提，就是我们必须是主的朋友，而不是神的仇敌。
Which implies that we need to be God's friends instead of his enemies to be not afraid.
主耶稣在约翰福音的十五章十四节这样说，你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
John 15:14, You are my friend if you do what I command.
我们如果遵行主耶稣所吩咐的，就是主的朋友，才能够得到神心细如发的保护，而不惧怕任何事情的伤害。
If we do what Lord command, we would become his friends and not afraid of anything.
主耶稣所吩咐的都记在圣经的里面，因此盼望弟兄姐妹啊，不要忘了要常常读圣经，背诵圣经，思想圣经里的话，好使我们能够谨守遵行主耶稣在圣经里面吩咐给我们的话。
God's commands are all recorded in the Bible, so let us read the Bible and think about his words so that we could follow his commands.
如果我们不是主的朋友，就可能是神的仇敌。
If we are not God's friend, we might become God's enemy.
在新约圣经里面，雅各书是这样定义与神为敌的人。
In the book of James, we learn the definition of God's enemy.
第四章四节这样说：你们这些淫乱的人呐，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡要想与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
Book of James, chapter 4, verse 4, You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God.
在这里所提到的淫乱的人，自然也包括那些行淫乱、玷污自己身体的人。
Adulterous people refers to those who do not cherish their bodies.
圣经里面对淫乱的定义是这样的啊，是在神所设立的一夫一妻、一男一女、一生一世的婚姻以外的任何的性行为都是淫乱。
The Bible defines adultery as any sexual relationship outside the marriage that God established for us, which is one husband and one wife.
无论在世上的人看来是如何高尚纯洁的爱情。 如果还没有结婚啊，就同居，就被圣经定义为淫乱。
Having sexual relationship before getting married is also adultery.
无论是世界上哪一个国家发放的结婚证书啊，如果不是一男一女的结合，他们所谓的夫妻间的亲密行为啊，仍然被圣经定义为淫乱。
If it's not one man and one woman who are getting married, it is adultery as it is defined by Bible.
那如今的基督徒根据某些教会认可的教义，离了婚又再婚啊，很可能不被神认可。如果在神的面前离婚无效，再婚就陷入淫乱。
If someone divorced and married again, and that divorce is invalid in front of God, marriage would become adulterous.
淫乱的人不是主耶稣的朋友，而是神的仇敌，不会有真正的平安。
Adulterous people are not friends of God and will not have true peace.
圣经在这里呢，也把与世俗为友的人啊，称为淫乱，指的是属灵的淫乱。
Friends of the world also cannot be friends of God.
在圣经里面，与世俗为友的同义词啊，就是爱世界或世界上的事情。
In the Bible, friends of the world refers to those who love the world and the things in the world.
使徒约翰在约翰一书二章四五节说，不要爱世界或世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
1 John 2:15 For everything in the world, the craving of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world.
人若以世俗为友，爱世界或世界上的事，就没有爱神的心，也就违背了神给他的选民的最大的诫命。
If a man loves world, he will not love God.
世上的人啊，往往是为了金钱财富，为了名誉地位以及健康长寿啊，为了达到目的呢，不择手段。
People of world would pursue fortune, honor, status, and even health, regardless of what it takes.
如果只是适度的追求啊，不贪婪，不受其辖制呢，那么金钱财富、名誉地位以及健康长寿啊，都可能是神赐给我们的福分。
If we pursue things we need in life according to God's command, then all these would become blessings from God.
我们不要贪爱钱财，因为圣经里面这样说。
We should not love money because the Bible says,
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离开真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
1 Timothy 6:10 For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
保罗在腓立比书二章三节说，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Philippians 2:3 Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves.
人在追求名誉地位的过程中啊，稍有不慎就会骄傲，会高看自己，会参与结党纷争。
If we pursue honor and status, we might become astray from God's command and have pride.
如果不是为了彰显神的荣耀，被神高举的人啊，他们最后得到的只能是虚浮的荣耀，没有永恒的价值。
If we do things not to show God's glory, we would end up with meaningless honor that would not last.
在世长寿是神对孝敬父母的人的应许啊，是神所赐的福分。我们要为自己能够长寿而感谢神。
We should thank God for our lives in this world.
然而呢？无论我们在世上的年日是长是短，我们都要思想自己是不是一个盼望神国的人。
However, no matter how many years we are going to live in this world, we need to think about whether we are people of expecting God's kingdom.
如果我们因为留恋世上的荣华啊，舍不得离开世界去见主的面，一生呢就会因为怕死而成为魔鬼撒旦的奴仆。
If we so love this world that we do not want to live for heaven, we would be afraid of death and become servants of devil.
我们曾经啊，都是随从今世风俗的人，死在过犯罪恶的当中。
We were once people who loved the world and died in our sins.
既然神已经叫我们活过来啊，我们就不要再与世俗为友。
Since God gives us life, we should not become friends of the world again.
我们要成为神的朋友，成为主耶稣的朋友，必须要逃避淫乱，远离世俗。更确切的讲呢，就是要成为圣洁。
We should become friends of God and become holy.
我们在神的面前过圣洁的生活，成为主的朋友，就不用惧怕任何事情能够真正的伤害到我们。
If we become holy in God, we would not be afraid of anything that could possibly harm us.
魔鬼撒旦的势力呢，要攻击我们，最多不过杀我们的身体，使我们为主殉道。
If the devil were to attack us, he might take our perishable bodies.
但因为我们因为信耶稣，有了永恒的生命，离开这必朽坏的身体以后啊，必然会见到主耶稣基督的真体，并且得到不朽坏的复活的身体。
But if we have eternal life in God, we would have bodies that are imperishable.
使徒保罗在他为主殉道之帖提摩太后书的四章六到八节这样说，我现在必交奠，我离世的时候到了，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Paul said this before he died for Christ, for I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
保罗在腓立比书的一章二十三节、二十四节也说过，我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。
Paul also said in Philippians 1:23, I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body.
因此呢，我们就知道保罗是一个盼望神国的人啊，他是心里充满平安，充满喜乐的离开世界去见主的。
From these verses, we know that Paul is expecting God's kingdom, and he left this world for God with peace and joy.
保罗在世上活着的时候，他不是为自己而活，而是为基督而活，也是为需要他服侍的人来活。
Paul did not live for himself, but for Christ and for people he served.
我自己也很希望啊，在将要离开世界的时候，不是在病床上苦苦挣扎舍不得离去，而是像保罗那样满怀期待和盼望去见主的面。
I myself also hope that when I'm about to leave this world, I would have hope instead of misery.
我们不惧怕死亡，因为相信啊，复活在主，生命也在主。信主的人虽然死了，也必复活，凡活着信主的人必永远不死。
We're not afraid of death because we believe in Lord and believe that people who believe in God would have eternal life.
我们花了不少时间来看主耶稣告诉我们不要怕的是什么，我们再回头来看看要怕的是什么。
We just talk about the things we should not be afraid of. Let's talk about things that we should be afraid of.
在路加福音十二章五节，主耶稣指示我们当怕的是那杀了身体以后又有权柄丢在地狱里的。
In Luke 12:5, Lord Jesus tells us that we should fear the one that has the authority to throw us into hell.
我们知道只有神有这样的权柄。
We know only God has the authority.
因此我们要惧怕神，换句话说我们要敬畏神。
Therefore we should fear God.
我上次在讲敬畏神这个题目的时候啊，我们观察到圣经里面敬畏神的人啊，有四个特别的表现。
When we were talking about the topic of fear God last time, we noticed that people who fear God would.
第一呢，就是在神需要的时候啊， 毫无保留地把自己的一切都奉献给神。
They would offer themselves to God when God needs.
第二，就是要洁净自己，远离恶事。
They cleanse themselves and stay away from things.
第三，是要谨守自己的本分，不要伤害主的仆人。
And also they do what they should do and never harm God's servants.
第四，就是要慷慨大方地帮助有需要的人。
And they would help those who are in need.
我们上次看到的是四个正面的榜样，今天呢，我们要来看看反面的例子。
Then let's look at what we should not do.
我们来看出埃及记的四章二十四节到二十六节这样说，摩西在路上住宿的地方，耶和华遇见他，想要杀他。西波拉就拿一块火石，裹下他儿子的羊皮，丢在摩西脚前，说：“你真是我的血囊了。”这样，耶和华才放了他。
Exodus chapter 4:24. At the lodging place on the way, the Lord met Moses and was about to kill him. But Zipporah took a flint knife and cut off her son's foreskin and touched Moses' feet with it. Surely you are a bridegroom of blood to me, she said. So the Lord let him alone.
我在刚信主的一段时间里面呢，不能够明白这段圣经。
When I first became a Christian, I did not understand these verses.
我当时啊，觉得耶和华神好不容易说服摩西回埃及去啊，带领以色列人呢出埃及，那摩西也勉勉强强地顺服了神的旨意，带着妻子带着儿子啊，在前往埃及地的路上。
I think Moses finally agreed to take Israelis out of Egypt and obey God's will.
神呢似乎应该包容那个软弱的摩西啊，鼓励他去完成使命。而不是求全责备他。
Then God should have mercy on Moses and encourage him to accomplish his job.
那你从圣经里面可以看到啊，若不是摩西的妻子反应迅速啊，他反应快，马上给他的儿子行了割礼啊，摩西就死在半道上了，神给他的使命呢也就半途而废了。
If Zipporah didn't have the prompt reaction, Moses would have died along the way and never finished his job.
我以前呢是想不通啊，为什么耶和华在路上遇见他的时候，因为摩西没有给儿子啊行割礼的这样的小事，就要想杀他。
And I did not understand why God wants to kill Moses for such a little thing like circumcision.
那今天呢，我知道这是因为神的圣洁的本性所致啊，就是来见神的人呢必须要圣洁，否则必死无疑。
Now I know that God wants us to be holy before seeing Him.
摩西给儿子行割礼，在人看来似乎是小事，但那是旧约时代把人分别为圣的记号。
Circumcision is a mark that God separates His people and the rest during that time.
摩西尽管是神拣选的仆人，后面是神重要的仆人，他是按照神的旨意去做事情，但也必须按照圣经里面所记的。神与人所立的约行事。
Although God select Moses, Moses still needs to do what Bible says and keep the covenant between God and His people.
摩西要成为圣洁才能够去见神，否则见神的时候啊，也必被神击杀。
Moses needs to become holy to see God.
那类似的事情呢，也记录在撒母耳记下的第六章。
In 2 Samuel chapter 6.
当时啊，大卫要用牛车把约柜运进大卫的城，在途中呢，这个牛失前蹄啊，祭司乌撒就伸手扶住神的约柜。
King David was bringing Ark of God to his city, and Uzzah accidentally touched the Ark.
神耶和华就向乌撒发怒啊，因这错误呢，就击杀他，他就死在神的约柜旁边。
God became extremely angry and killed Uzzah.
我开始也觉得用牛车运约柜是大卫的主意啊，乌撒只是奉命行事，犯了错误应该由大卫负责啊，因此呢乌撒死的似乎太冤枉。
At first I thought David should take the responsibility instead of Uzzah because he was just following David's order.
后来也就明白了啊，无论是任何人，不管是任何原因，见神的面的时候。 如果没有按照神的规矩成为圣洁啊，都是死路一条。
Now I understand that everyone should become holy before seeing God.
因此呢，我们如果敬畏神啊，最起码的要求啊，就是分别为圣，因为人分圣洁啊，不能够见主而不灭亡。
If we fear God, we should at least become holy.
我们根据圣经里面主耶稣的话，对我们应当怕谁啊，何必应当怕谁呢的问题呢，有了一些思考。
After reading these verses, we should have some thought about what to be and not to be afraid of.
但愿我们能够清楚地知道，我们应当惧怕神啊，而不害怕一切只能杀我们的身体，但没有权柄把我们的灵魂丢在地狱里的人、事物以及魔鬼撒旦的势力。
Hope we could all learn that we should fear God instead of fearing those who only kill our perishable bodies.
我们以前呢，因为害怕，做了魔鬼撒旦的奴仆，死在过犯罪恶的当中。
We were once servants of devil because of fear.
在主耶稣与魔鬼撒旦的征战中啊，我们曾经是魔鬼撒旦的附庸，与神为敌。
And we used to be God's enemy before we know God.
耶稣基督从死里复活，胜了掌死权的魔鬼撒旦，叫我们活过来，我们就认耶稣为主啊，做了神的仆人。
Jesus Christ rise again from death and give us life again.
我们从前是臣服于魔鬼撒旦，成为罪恶的工具，如今我们降服于神呢，成为神所使用的器皿。
We used to be servants of Satan, but now,We are God's people and will become instrument of noble purposes.
就像保罗在罗马书六章十九节对我们说的，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，如今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
Just like what Paul said in the Bible, just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness leading to holiness.
我们既然降服于神，就要顺服神，要把自己一切所有的都献给神。
Since we are God's people, we need to obey God and give all we have to God.
我们首先要献的就是我们的肢体，也就是我们的身体。
The first thing we need to give is our bodies.
保罗在罗马书的十二章一节继续说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God.This is your spiritual act of worship.
我们作为降服于神的仆人，把自己的身体献给神是理所当然的。
It is our spiritual act of worship as God's servant.
不仅如此，我们的身体能够被当作圣洁的祭物，蒙神悦纳呢，原本是求之不得的事情，因为我们在神的眼里原来是不洁净的罪人，在神的震怒之下。
It is so great that we get to offer ourselves as living sacrifices because we were used to be sinners.
我们靠着基督耶稣，只一次献上他的身体，我们就得以成圣，蒙神悦纳。
Because of Jesus Christ, we get to become holy.
我们把自己的身体当作活祭献给神，给义作奴仆啊，也就成为圣洁。
We offer our bodies as living sacrifices, and then we will become holy.
至于我们如何把自己的身体当作活祭献给神，又如何做义的奴仆呢？是需要我们每一位弟兄姐妹自己啊，在神的面前仔细的去思想、去明白或去行动的。
We need to think about how to do that and take action once we know.
我们今天因为时间的关系呢，就不在这里多说了啊。我们今天所讲的内容可以简单的总结在下面三点。
This is a brief summary of today's message.
第一点呢，我们要做主的朋友，要逃避淫乱， 远离世俗，这样就不用惧怕任何事情能够真正的伤害到我们。
First, we should become God's friends and stay away from sin. Then we should not be afraid of anything.
第二点啊，我们要惧怕神，要敬畏神。在神的面前呢，我们必须分别为圣。
And we should fear God and become holy in Him.
第三点，我们要顺服神，要把自己的身体当作活祭献给神，做义的奴仆，就成为圣洁。
We should obey God and offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
那我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
圣洁公义的天父上帝。
Heavenly Father, who is holy and righteous.
感谢你今天通过在圣经里启示的话语，让我们明白要逃避淫乱，远离世俗，成为基督的朋友，就不怕受到任何伤害。
Thank you for your words in the Bible that guide us in life.
我们愿意降服于你，把自己的身体当作活祭献给你，做义的奴仆。
We would like to submit ourselves to you and offer our bodies as living sacrifices.
感谢你让我们靠着耶稣基督得着洁净，蒙你悦纳。
Thank you for cleansing us with precious blood of Christ Jesus.
求你亲自使我们成为圣洁。
Please help us become holy.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray this in your name. Amen. Amen.